At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we going to talk about today, Sean?
So today, I guess I don't know what I'm going to call it, but today I thought we could talk about basically what the options are for charging the gadgets that we take. We've talked about on a couple of the other episodes that you and I are kind of gadget people and we like our electronics. So I had somebody reach out and ask, like, okay, you talk about taking all these electronics, like, what are you doing to charge them all the time? Which was, I thought, was a fairly valid question.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, everybody has a phone and most people have, like, some kind of a smartwatch or, like, a smart pedometer type thing.
Right, fitness tracker.
So, yeah, so there's two devices right there. And we mentioned in the last episode, you know, like some kind of a flashlight or headlamp or whatever, or lantern,
things of that nature. We've talked about portable speaker.
Yep. So, I mean, they're all things that, if they're rechargeable, typically they're a little bit lighter weight if they're rechargeable, rather than having to take, you know, like 4D batteries. But
right. Well, and that's one of the things. I mean, so that's you're getting a little bit ahead of where I was at so far. Because that's actually kind of one of my things, though. But that is one of the things that I recommend, and the general internet seems to be of the same consensus as for all these things. Like, rechargeable batteries are pretty much the way to go, especially your anything you can get a lithium ion or whatever they're called, you know, like those good rechargeable batteries. It's not the rechargeable batteries from when you and I were kids, you know, like that were junk. Like, there's actual good rechargeable batteries out there now.
Right. Yep. So, I mean, you mentioned the, you know, start to kick it off your phones or your watches or whatever. Well, I guess I'll ask you, how do you want to kick this one off?
Well, I thought let's talk about how you and I actually do it.
Okay.
And then we can get into some of the other things that we know are options, but are not necessarily the way we do it. But I thought we could kind of go about it that way, right?
Okay.
So, Mike, how do you, what do you take to recharge your stuff? And then I'll go over what I take to recharge my stuff.
Okay. My lantern, as we mentioned in our little comfort episode, is my lantern is solar. So that I charge it at home. You can charge it on USB. So I charge it at home before we go. So it's got a full charge. And then the little bit of juice that you actually drain overnight or whatever, that gets recharged a bit by the sun and everything. And I've never had to plug it back in. This, the one that I have is new, so we'll see how it goes this time. But, but it's, that's one thing is, like, if you can find something that can help you, solar, especially when you're in the woods, isn't going to be the fastest charging.
Yeah.
But it helps. Every little bit helps, when you can get it. And a lot of the smaller devices that are solar, they're actually not that expensive and they're actually pretty durable and nice. So I really enjoyed the solar stuff. But I take a power bank. The one that I have is one of the first ones I ever bought. And it's just regular USB-A. So you charge it on micro USB. It's got two, USB-A outputs. And then, a 20,000 milliamp. So it's, I think it's got 76 watt hours. Yeah, I'm not an electrician. I don't know what any of that means. All I know is that it's got the output is a 3.4 amp, which some of the other ones that I've seen are a lot lower than that and they take a lot longer to charge your device.
Yeah.
So this one, this is like my bread and butter. This is what I take every trip. I do have a smaller one, though, because this one is pretty big. It's about the size that, I mean, if I'm holding up my iPhone to it, it's probably two iPhones. And I don't have the Pro Max or anything. I just got the regular size iPhone. But it's probably about two of those. It's not light by any means. But it gets the job done. And sometimes you need your phone. You need your watch. And you need your other devices too. So that's why that's my bread and butter. I take that because it's never let me down.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 8 years old or so now. So I don't know when it's going to let me down. But that's the one. I do have another one that's only a 10,000 milliamp. It's got USB-A, it's got USB-C, it's got micro USB, it's got all sorts of different things on it. So this one, we talked before we hit record, I'm probably going to use it on our shorter trips because it is half the power, amp hours, but it's, this one is only a 2.1 amp output rather than the 3.4, so... Or what did I say? Yeah, 3.4. So it is a little bit less powerful. It'll take longer to charge. So those are things when you're looking at your power banks to keep in mind of how much it can actually hold and how much you're actually going to get out per amp hour, whatever they want to call it.
So. I'll be honest with you. I don't worry about that so much. I worry you more don't? About... Well, I definitely worry about how big the battery is, and we'll get into it in a second here what battery I take.
Okay.
I definitely get concerned about that. The output for how fast it's charging things, I don't worry so much about that because, like most people, I'm generally speaking charging things at night.
That's true. That's a good point.
I don't need it to be that fast. I don't want to say I don't care what the output is, but I don't mind if it takes a couple hours or 4 hours or 6 hours to charge my whole phone back up because I'm going to be sleeping anyway. Like
if anything were to happen and your battery were drained in the middle of the day and you needed a quick charge though, that's a different situation. But again, something that charges a little bit slower, I guess to play devil's advocate on my own rebuttal is, you would have enough charge to make a phone call or to look up something while it's still charging. So I guess you'd have that. So, yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I'll take my seat.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess if I can maybe just piggyback on what you were saying. So like you mentioned with your lantern or whatever, you charge it at home before you go.
Yeah.
The other thing that you and I both do without even necessarily being conscious that we're doing it is we're pretty much charging our phones in the vehicle the entire way to go camping too.
Oh yeah.
So like we start out with not necessarily with our watches, cause I don't think either one of us takes our watch off in the truck to charge it, but we both charge our phones on the way. So like we're setting off with a full battery
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's like tips and trick number one. I know these days, you know, a lot of vehicles we have iPhones, so there's like wireless CarPlay where you wouldn't necessarily need to have your phone plugged in to be using your GPS to get to that place or whatever. But if you're going to be out on the trail, my tip and trick is pay attention to that. Start out with a fresh battery.
Especially depending on where you're going. If you're driving a couple hours or whatever, you're probably using GPS because you're not familiar with where you're headed per se. So that's going to drain your battery too. So make sure you got it charged up before you hit the trail.
But then all your other things too, like you were saying, you charge your lantern up before we leave home. Mm-hmm. I charge my headlamp up before we leave home. Yep. My other backup light that I take, which I'll get into in a second, get that fully charged before I leave home. Yeah. Like all of my electronics, I am making sure before we even set out that they're fully charged. So that's the first tip, which I don't know, maybe you don't need to mention it, but I don't think it hurts to mention it. Then like you, I take a external battery pack phone charger thing. So the one I have is even a little bit bigger than yours. It's a 30,000 milliamp. Mm-hmm. But mine has a flashlight built into it too. So that's like the backup flashlight that I take. So like when I'm in my tent, you always talk about you have your lantern. I don't have a lantern. I have this but battery that, pack. It comes with, it's got a bright LED flashlight on it. Even brighter than like your phone flashlight. Like it's got two big, not big, but relatively speaking, big light bulbs or LEDs in it that it turns on, and it's pretty bright and it's adjustable up or down and all that sort of stuff. But then the other thing that mine has, the battery pack itself on the back of it has a solar panel.
Yeah.
So I don't know who listening does or doesn't have experience with solar panels. I'll be honest, I really didn't know a damn thing about solar panels when I bought this battery pack, but I'm like, oh, cool, it's got a solar panel, so you can charge it while you're out on the trail. Which is true, but also kind of not true. So I've learned a little bit more about that since having it, at least this cheap one that I have. Maybe some expensive ones are different, although I can't imagine they're that different. It's really, the solar panel is basically enough for like an emergency, but you could leave it sitting out in the sun all day and it's not going to recharge the entire pack.
Right. You probably have to leave it out for like a month.
You'd have to leave it out for who knows how long. I used to leave it sitting when I'm at my house. I leave it sitting on the windowsill with the solar panel facing up so that it can maintain a charge, but I've never tried to charge it from empty to full, so I don't know exactly how long it would take.
Right.
But everything that I'm reading in all the reviews and stuff for this battery pack that I have specifically, they all say do not rely on the solar panel to charge all of your devices for all of the things, because that's not, it's never gonna.
Well, and let's be honest, if you're taking a battery pack to recharge your devices, if you go, you're not doing it right if you are just relying on the solar to charge it day one to for your first night. If you didn't charge it at home, like, you make sure your battery packs have a full charge before you leave home. Like, even if you don't charge your phone in the truck on the way to your spot or whatever, make sure your battery packs are charged.
Yeah.
So that you can get the full, you can get everything out of them. Like, I've never drained mine fully, but it's possible. I mean, longer trips or whatever, so.
But, and then to go back to what you were saying, though, about, like, you were talking about the outputs on yours, right? Like, yours is a, would you say a 3.4 or something? Mine says it's a 2.1. I don't really know what that means. I'll be honest with you. Like, I know bigger means faster. I don't really know beyond that. Like, none of it kind of really makes a lot of sense to me. But one thing, mine has multiple ports for charging. So you mentioned that with yours too. So does mine. So I have multiple devices that I want to charge simultaneously. So I purposefully got one that had enough outputs on it where I can plug a cord into it for my phone. I can plug a cord into it for my watch. I can charge both at the same time at night.
Yep. Yeah, same. Mine has the multiples. My, like I said, though, mine is old enough, though, to where it's just the, well, it's USB-A is what they call it, but it's the original blocky USB port.
Right. It's what that, it's what everybody thinks of when they think of USB. It's like the normal rectangular.
It's not the, it's not the USB-C, which I think they skipped over the USB-B because that would just be redundant. USB-B. So, but yeah, so that's what we take as far as that goes. I mean, if you want to get more into the solar stuff, you can get like solar inverters and like things like that, that, kind of harness, they just pull in and then they charge like a battery that way. But that's a much bigger solar panel. That's a that's a better solar panel than what.
Yeah. Right. It's a better solar panel. It's a bigger solar panel, a heavier solar panel. So one thing that I found, they actually make a backpacking solar panel. Have you seen that? The one that actually like clips to, so it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's bendy, but like it's in panels so that it almost kind of conforms to the shape of your backpack.
Interesting.
It doesn't, full disclosure, I'm not an electrician. I don't understand how some of this works. But so it's like, it's this panel that you drape over the back of your backpack. It kind of clips to the actual pack itself. And then it's got a I'm going to call it a charging cord, but I'm not sure that that's the right term. It's got like a cord that comes off it that you can plug into something. So
okay,
you could then use that to either plug your phone directly into it or your watch or your headlamp or whatever it is that you're trying to charge. Or in my understanding, theoretically, you could plug it into your battery pack to right. then charge your battery pack while you're out on the hike. The downsides with that, from the reviews that I read, the thing actually works pretty darn good. Fairly good output, charges things pretty decently, much better than the cheap solar panel that's on the battery pack that I take. But the problems are you going to be in the sun? And then even if you were theoretically not in the woods and out in the sun, like, is the sun even out, right?
So well, yeah,
those right. are factors that I don't know. I don't know if I feel comfortable relying on that.
Just on solar. Especially in Michigan, where like we have a low percentage of sunny days.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're out in Arizona, solar might be perfect.
Maybe.
Like,
could be.
Yeah, that could be the way to go. We're not experienced with Arizona hiking.
Or we talked the other day about, like, there's those hikers that do the go out, find a spot to set up camp, and then do day hikes radiating mm-hmm. out from that camp. Well, if your camp is in a quote-unquote sunny spot, does it make right. sense to have this solar panel, and then once you're there, set it up at camp? I don't know. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
Right.
It's hard to say. But it's certainly an option, and it might be worth something worth trying, especially if you are going on a longer trip. Like, you and I, the battery packs that we take, one charge of the battery pack will keep our devices charged for the duration of the trips that we go on.
Oh, and then some.
And then some, right.
Like, it's to the point where when we typically have a habit of, after our longer trip is done, we go to a hotel before we make the longer trip home. I don't even plug my – I just grab my battery pack and the stuff I've been using on the trail to take to the hotel room, because that's just what I've been used to for the last few days or whatever. And then I don't got to find the outlets and, like, unplug their stuff or, you know, whatever. So I've got plenty of juice left in this 20,000. I'm sure you've got way more than enough with your 30,000. Yep. So that's why I'm tempted to take this 10,000 – I might take it along with the 20,000 just in case, like, and just use it and test it out, you know, but
I'm not letting you borrow my pack if yours runs out. I'm not letting you, I'm not doing it. Right.
Well, like, for the overnighters, the 10,000 is going to be fine. It's going to be more than enough. A two-nighter, sure. probably fine. But it's just, you know, that little bit of nerve-wracking. I guess if we do a two-nighter or something, I'll take it and see how much juice it's got left.
Okay, but so, here's something that's maybe worth bringing up in kind of conjunction with all that. I don't think it would hurt to recommend to people the devices that you're taking, see how big the batteries in those are.
Well, absolutely. So, make sure you have, like, and they're energy efficient. Like you're just not, like, just because you have the device on, it's not dying in 30 minutes.
Right.
Like,
well, but, like, so I know there's, like, all these Samsung phones, right, where they're, like, oh, you only got to charge this every 3 days, or, you know, people always brag about how big the batteries are. Well, maybe figure out how big that battery actually is, so you know how big of a battery pack that you need to take with you
to recharge
it would be. You know, we did the math. We calculated, I don't remember what the math is. I want to say our iPhones are like 2,350 milliamps maybe in the batteries, and then the watches we take are they like 500 milliamps or something? I don't even remember. Yeah. So it's like, okay, combine both of those. So roughly, even if you used them for a full day and you went from zero charge to 100 charge, that's 3,000 milliamps a day. And then you're going for 4 days. So at most you would need 12,000 milliamps or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then of course you're going to have some loss and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, do some of that math. You can Google that for the device you have to figure out how big the battery is that you need, and then buy your extra battery pack to figure out, you know, from there.
Right. And, like, I mean, realistically, if if you're like my father, who relies on a 5-year-old or 8-year-old iPhone that he just refuses to get rid of, and he needs to charge it multiple times a day just under regular use, if you have it turned on in the backcountry and you forget to turn it on airplane mode, it's going to constantly be searching for a signal, and your battery is going to drain even faster.
Right.
So, for anybody that doesn't know that,
if your phone is searching for a signal, it uses more battery than if it just has signal and it stays connected to it.
Right. So that's the other thing we do is if we know we don't have signal, we turn it on airplane mode, and then if we stop somewhere, we might search for signal,
yep.
Like turn it on, search for signal just to see what we've got.
Yep.
But other than that, airplane mode turns off all of the things that could be draining your battery. I mean, especially if you got the apps that constantly run in the background, they're constantly connected and just pulling in data left and right, then you're just draining your battery. So airplane mode is not just for the airplane.
Right. Well, so, and so here's another thing that we take that I kind of forgot to mention, but another thing, and I guess I can't speak for you. I know I take it. I make sure I take I think it's called a wall wart is what people generally call it, but like the part of the charger that plugs into the actual wall that converts like a normal mm-hmm. wall outlet to USB to charge your phone or watch or whatever. I make sure I take one of those in my pack. Now, I do not expect to run into something that I can plug that into, but we've walked through day camp areas. We've walked through mm-hmm. areas, you know, along, I think it was when we were in Pictured Rocks, like you'll get to a spot where there's like a bathhouse or a restroom house or whatever you want to call it,
yep.
which a lot of times have power outlets in them. Is it skirting the system a little bit because you're not paying for that electricity? Yes, it is a little bit. So I'm not saying do that, but if your battery pack is dead and you need to charge your phone for some reason, if you come across somewhere that has a readily accessible power outlet,
right,
stop for 20 minutes and charge your phone up or whatever. Like,
well, and then just do your due diligence when you re-register or whatever, get the passport fee or pay for the passport, or you make a campground reservation or whatever, pay the extra dollar for the donation or whatever, you know, just, right. you know, pay it back.
Right. So, I mean, that's just another trip too, like, or tip two, even if you think you might not come across or might not have a way to charge it, it wouldn't hurt for the extra couple of grams or whatever that it takes to throw that in your pack. I think it's worth it in case you ever were in a situation where you needed that little bit of juice.
Well, in like that, the instance where we knew our limits and found that campground and walked around trying to find a ride, there were campers there and there was like they had either had generators or there was electricity. I forget what that situation was, but you were physically asking for a ride, like a 40-minute ride somewhere, where if you just said, hey, my phone is dead, can I plug in real quick? You know, just, you know, give me a 20-minute charge.
Yeah.
Whatever. You're not taking a bunch of their juice from them, whatever. They're going to be a lot more willing to do that than a 40-minute ride.
Well, I'm pretty sure, and this is going off memory, so I could be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure at that campground that we did wind up coming upon, I'm fairly certain they had power outlets, like power posts at each campground. And we sat at that one camp spot at the picnic table trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, because I think they had lights, like street lights and stuff.
I think so.
Yeah, could be wrong, but if memory serves me correctly, yeah. But, I mean, along these trips that we've been taking, we've walked through random campgrounds and stuff like that. That's just where the trail takes you.
Right.
So, in a pinch, you could just say, howdy, neighbor, and
right,
all that kind of stuff.
Well, and especially on the longer trips, because let's face it, these battery backups that we take, they are not lightweight. So, if you were on a longer trip, you're not going to take enough batteries in your pack to last... Let's say you're even going for a week, right? I don't think my battery pack would last charging all of my devices every day for a week. I'd have to do the math. Well, I guess based on 3,000, it should do 10 days if I don't charge anything other than my watch and my phone. But let's just say you know, I'm not going to take two of those. It's heavy enough that I'm not going to take two of them. So if one didn't last that entire time, or by the time you use the flashlight with it, or by the time you do, you know, maybe we got to recharge the portable speaker. And I say got to recharge, like we could live without a portable speaker. I could live without my watch. I could probably live without the phone for those 10 days if I needed to.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to have those things and you need to keep them charged because that is part right. of the trip that you want to take, yeah. these are things to think about.
I think, realistically, we don't recharge. Well, I've never recharged my Bluetooth speaker when I've gone. But we've never drained it. We don't play music from sunup to sundown. It's Correct. Not like we're draining 80% of the battery in a day. Like we might burn 10% of the battery of the speaker itself
yeah.
in a night. Right. So, I mean, we've never had to actually recharge the speaker. So,
right.
like there's, and you know, with now doing this podcast and everything, and we are going to start now that hiking season is going to be back in full swing in Michigan here. We're going to try to do a few extra trips this year, and we're actually going to try to record out on the trail. So just to get some of that nature ambiance.
Fingers crossed that it works.
Fingers crossed that it works. That'll be our version of a live podcast, right. I guess. Right.
Live from the trail.
Right. So, Tales from the Trail. There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, so your AirPods are going to be another thing to, yeah. to worry about, but those also don't drain, all that quickly either.
They don't drain all that quickly. Plus the case has an extra battery. I mean, I think we'll be fine.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forget that the case charges them too. Yeah. So,
yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, that was a long winded version of the story, but solar chargers are an option.
Right.
The other option that I came across, this came up a lot while I was looking on the internet with like how people charge things. I'm kind of hesitant to even mention it, although it was a very common thing that people said, so I'm going to mention it anyway. People mentioned phone cases with a built-in battery pack, which is all yeah. well, fine and good for your phone. But it only charges your phone.
Right. Unless it somehow is some kind of a MagSafe, blah, 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 reverse MagSafe or whatever, so you can magnet, like your AirPods will do that. But not a lot of other devices don't have that technology.
Well, don't have that, but like think of like your lantern. Your lantern's not going to reverse MagSafe to get charged. Well, which, right. theoretically, yeah, your true. Lantern has a solar panel on it. I get that. But like,
right.
Let's say it's a headlamp, right? Okay. So you're not going to be able to recharge your headlamp off the back of your yeah. wireless charging on your phone somehow.
I think there are some of those that might have a USB-C output now to be able to do that, but I have yet to see a USB-C to micro USB or many other things to plug in and charge these other devices. 'Cause I know to charge my solar the solar lantern, to charge that is micro USB. So like that's,
I'm sure they make them. I don't think you haven't looked hard enough.
Probably haven't, because I have enough, because every freaking device you get, it like comes with a cable. So I mean, I've just got
right
a drawer full of cables there, but I've never received a USB-C to micro USB. So, yeah. They probably do. You're right. They probably do. I've just never been gifted one.
Right. So they have to make them. I can't imagine that they don't.
I would imagine. Yeah. Because I mean, yeah, new devices that I just bought are micro USB. Plus, yeah. I'm like, well, they still make that damn like why? USB-C is the way to go.
Because it's just a little bit. It's just still itty bitty. It's just tiny.
It's space saving.
Space saving, exactly.
I don't know. Anyway, that's my little soapbox. I'll get off of it.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm hesitant to even bring up like the battery yeah. phone case because it's only, in my opinion,
it's
only good for the phone. And if the phone is the only thing you're taking, okay, maybe that's fine for you. But even then, what's it going to get you? One charge? Maybe one and a half?
Right.
Maybe two. Let's say it even gives you a two. let's say it gives you two charges, which I don't think most of them do, but let's give it the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Well, on a 4-day trip, that's good for the first couple of days, but...
And then it, realistically, it's just another damn thing you got to charge, too. Like, if, especially if you're going on a longer trip, you have to charge that case, too. So,
So, I mean, that's an option. I don't think it's a great option. The other thing that I came across, and this one's kind of funny. This one's kind of funny. You can tell me your thoughts on it, I guess. So they make, I don't even like the name of it. It's a hand crank charger.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your thoughts.
I don't think I would ever do it. I have a hand crank flashlight that when I had a commute, almost 2-hour commute to work, I had in my glove box for emergency purposes, you know, all this kind of stuff. You would crank that thing for about 5 minutes and you would maybe get 30 seconds, if that, of light. And it wasn't bright. So
and it wasn't bright.
It was useless. It was a useless piece of equipment that I thought this might save my life someday.
Yep.
But realistically, it's in the I don't even have it anymore. I didn't even try to sell it to anybody else because I didn't want to disappoint anybody and all that stuff. So great idea, great in thought to charge a device. So if that's just charging a little pack for two little LEDs, and it was 5 minutes for maybe 30 seconds of light, you got to be cranking forever to charge a phone.
So
to charge anything.
That right. What I read was you would basically have to crank it continuously for like 16 hours to charge a standard phone.
I don't even want to crank nothing for 16 hours.
I do know what you're saying, and I agree. And I don't want to shit on the idea of the hand crank too much because I can see it being useful for an emergency. Like if that's
right,
if you had no other power source and you needed some power, could it maybe save your life? Could it maybe get an emergency text through? Could it maybe get an emergency phone call through?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a big maybe on that.
It's a big maybe. I know. How long would you have to? I mean, could you crank it for an hour and get enough to? I know it's funny to say, but I mean, it could.
I feel like my arm be tired.
I don't know. I don't want to shit on it too much. I don't know as though I would rely on it to charge my fun electronics.
Right. I'm definitely not taking that as my sole method of recharging my devices.
Sure.
Just nope. If you want to carry it as a oh shit, we're out of all battery. Like, if it was an emergency situation, I ran out of all my juice and my battery packs and all stuff, and you still had juice in yours, you're not going to sit there and be like, no, this is my juice. Like,
I might.
You might.
But what if you were solo? Like, what if you were by yourself?
Well, yeah, if you were solo, maybe if you're solo. But again, that's where all the preparation comes in. You could lose your battery pack. So I guess there is that.
Yeah.
If you lose it. But that's where your preparation and just paying attention to your campsite when you're packing up and all that kind of stuff is just, in my opinion, that's my opinion. But
I know. I don't know. I'm really struggling with this one because, like, I almost feel like they're cheap. First and foremost, you can get them for like $10.
Okay,
but I don't.
They probably don't weigh anything because I remember the hand crank flashlight weighed basically nothing. It was big. It was bigger than my battery packs, but It weighed nothing.
I just don't think I would rely on it. I don't think I would. Yeah. I like the idea. I like the thought that you can make your own electricity, kind of, sort of. I'm not sure I'd rely on it.
I mean, maybe you catch a squirrel or a chipmunk and tie a rope to it, and then, like, you make it run around and
right.
do all that, you know, and get slave squirrels.
I mean, because I guess what's your emergency, too? Like, let's, you know, if you're in an emergency where you have 2 hours to sit there and crank this thing to get enough juice to make a phone call, I don't know.
Well, but also, if your emergency is, like, you've got a bad laceration on your arm from something, whatever, now you can't crank it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, if this is a method you use, which, realistically, we are a beginner podcast for beginners and all that stuff, so I really don't know that many people that listen to this would use that method. But if you do, or you know somebody that do, or had it recommended to you, let us know, because I'm curious. Like, I just don't see it being a real feasible option. But they make them for a reason. They sell them for a reason. So they're an option for a reason.
I mean, maybe there's something that I'm just not getting about it, or maybe what I'm reading on, like, the how long it would take to crank it before being useful. I don't know. Maybe I'm
not saying crank.
I don't know what else to call it. Wind it. Wind it up.
Wind it up.
So, I don't know. Like, if you have an opposing viewpoint or, like, an alternative thought process behind it, let me know. Like, I'm open to being corrected.
Yeah, right.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we found the title to our episode.
Wind it up?
No, crank it.
Crank it.
Oh, boy. So, to get away from cranking it, one other thing, I mean, I kind of mentioned, like, turn off unused features and things like that in my research that I did, you know, that's going back to the turn your Bluetooth, not Bluetooth, but turn your airplane mode on. So that kills the Wi-Fi. It stops looking for a signal that where there's not going to be one, anything like that. So, and then, well, it says to have multiple charging options is what this tells me here. But it's basically just saying, like, make sure you bring a cable for all of your devices. So if you have an iPhone that's a Lightning, like, they're going to USB-C, USB-C, but right now they're Lightning. So actually, no, I think my mother-in-law's is actually USB-C. I could be wrong. Anyway, so you got your Lightning cable, then you got your Apple Watch cable, then you got to have your micro USB cable for anything else.
Right.
And then if something takes USB-C, like your AirPods, so make sure you take a cable for everything that you could potentially need to charge.
Yeah.
So
that's... And again, need to is kind of like a stretch too, right? Like,
right.
I mean, realistically, you and I are gadget people. I want the little map that shows where I hiked. I want to know what my elevation gain was.
That's not
something
necessity.
Went wrong in my, if I forgot to charge my battery pack or the port quit or what, the cord snapped in half. Okay. Mostly not that big of a deal.
Right. Don't take four cords just in case something happens.
Yeah. We're typically not in an emergency situation. We're together, so even if mine didn't work, hopefully yours still would. You know, we have that luxury where you and I are usually together. If you're a solo, maybe pack an extra cable, at least for the phone.
Well, yeah.
You know.
For the important stuff.
Or your GPS beacon or whatever it is that you're taking. You know, maybe take an extra something for that just to be on the safe side. If you're going with, like, a duo or a group, as long as one person's is working, shouldn't that be good enough?
Right. So, and I, realistically, the last thing that's on my list that I have here is something that I didn't really even know existed until I did this research. But there are power management apps you can put on your phone.
Oh.
So you can install these on your phone, and it monitors your battery usage. It tells you which apps are draining your batteries. It tells you, but it lets you like optimize so you can like have it turn those apps off at certain times of the day if you don't want to drain your battery and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So instead of the airplane mode, if you want it to search for a signal, just in case you like, if you're in an emergency situation, you're like, I need to find signal. You obviously don't want airplane mode on.
Right.
So you could have this power management app saying, okay, we're going to turn everything else off and just look for signal.
I like that. I didn't know that was a thing.
I had no idea either until I was looking into this. So that might be something I'm going to look more into and see if we can find an app or two that we might recommend in the future.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. If you're a power management app company and you want to sponsor the podcast.
Still looking for sponsors.
Still looking.
That's funny.
But yeah, so, I mean, again, do your own research. You know what devices you have. You know what devices are a necessity to you. You know which devices are just an add-on, like I don't need it, but I want it. They're a luxury. So know how to charge them. Know what it takes to charge them. Battery packs these days are, well, I mean, there are some really, really nice ones that are really, really expensive. I think I got mine at a glorified thrift store.
Right.
Type of a deal. I maybe paid $15-$20 for mine. But that was 8 years ago too. So,
I got mine on Amazon. Like it's a no brand, nothing special.
Cheap one. You know, look into it, make sure you've got enough juice to get you through what you need. And, I mean, if you got questions on it or like, we might be able to share with you how to do the math and all that kind of stuff. If you can't figure it out on the Googles, then, just hit us up.
Yeah.
We're here. We're just doing this to try to make it easier to get people started.
Yep.
If we've lost that vision in our past, I don't know, 10 or 20 episodes. I don't even know how many we've done now.
I think this is like 21 or 22.
Okay. We're getting up there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's all I have on my list. Did you have any other things?
No, I don't have anything else related to this, but we did receive a note from a listener about the luxuries or the creature comforts, whatever you labeled that, trail comforts. And he mentioned that one thing we didn't mention is that he takes is a handsaw, a foldable handsaw. The one he recommended was a F-180. Silky F-180, I believe, is what it was called, and I looked it up, and it's only half a pound, a little bit bulky, not too bad, but you need a little bit length on the blade to really get through it. But he mentioned that it really saves him a lot with breaking up firewood, or if you find a little bit bigger of a log that you can't break by your knees or your legs or anything like that, then you can cut through it pretty quick, and it just saves you a lot of work on your firewood. So
yeah, I think that's a great idea.
That was a recommendation, and I think I might buy one. I looked it up. They're not that bad price-wise, and might give it a go for one of our trips coming up and just see how we like it.
Definitely appreciate it. We're going to look into that. We might actually get one based off that recommendation.
Right. Right. Yeah. I already looked it up. I found it and I might be buying it tonight.
So, awesome. Well, yeah. As usual, if anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, or feedback in general about anything we've said on this or any of our episodes, you can reach us by email at seanmikehike@gmail.com. We're on all the major socials at Sean Mike Hike. We're on all the major podcast apps. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this. We certainly appreciate it. If there's any episode you found especially helpful and you're trying to get somebody into backpacking with you, feel free to share an episode with a friend. That's all I got.
Yeah. If there's any episodes you want to hear any information about, anything like that, questions you have, send them our way. We would be happy to research and tackle or just share our knowledge on that. And I guess go take a hike.
Yeah, go take a hike. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Yep, see you.